Paul, the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from his second epistle of teacher Paul to Timothy, may his blessing be with us, amen. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra, what persecutions I endured. And out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise from salvation through faith, which is Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside of fables. But you be watchful in things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and time my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Finally there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which is the Lord. The righteous judge will give to me that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent and come to me quickly, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. And having departed Thessalonica, Sersens, and Galatia, Titus, and Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry in Thessalonica, and I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus and Tros when you come, and the books, especially the parchment. Alexander the coppersmith did he much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must beware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first defense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also, I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever. May great Persia and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus, Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Malta sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Iblis greets you, and well, Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be the Spirit, grace, the grace of the Father be with all you. Amen.